Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
For the block, boy. Take it rough.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
.903 here on The Bench. It's Lance and Dell starting hour number...
You can't throw out that word.
I guess it's three.
You just can't call people that word. You know, that's a, like a bad word now to call someone.
What did I say?
I'm not going to say. I'm just going to let people assume you said the worst thing ever.
Oh, see?
No, but
see
he called,
his snares?
He called me a socialist. You can't call people socialists.
Because he didn't play Monopoly when he was a kid.
How does that make me a socialist?
Because you were going against our capitalist ability.
I played Risk.
To charge people inordinate amounts of rent.
I played Risk. I was all about imperialism.
Yeah, see, Risk is like a coffee shop elitist game.
No,
right?
it was a game I played as a kid.
Monopoly.
It's like, I played, I'm going to strategize.
Monopoly.
Did you have a pipe?
No.
And did at any point, did you have a really soft but full
were
like
you wearing
necked...
an ascot?
At 7? Or whenever we played at 12, did I have an ascot? No.
Well, I've seen kids on TV who have.
Let me ask you something. Excuse me.
You ever see Silver Spoon?
What do those kids look like?
Well, black.
No,
Carlton.
Carlton.
Yeah.
He.
Maybe you're the Carlton of this show, and you're playing little fancy board games and trying. Or what's that other one where the kids? I just assume with the bow tie. I don't even know what the show's about. Fancy Sheldon or whatever.
Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon.
Yeah.
I don't look like ever. Young
Did you?
Sheldon.
Were you like Young Sheldon, but
no.
The Nigerian Young Sheldon?
No.
Sometimes in Miami and sometimes in Long Beach?
No, because we didn't own Risk. It was a game that was owned by the school, and we would play Risk on days where it rained and we couldn't go outside and have recess.
Well, Stratego was the game.
Sorry for blowing up your narrative.
Well, Stratego, no, I'll get back to it.
Okay.
Well, Stratego is kind of like, so Stratego is a game I was trying to think of before where you had little army men and there were privates that were, and they had number one. Like the only way your number one could survive, if you went and hit another person, you turn them around, and if they got a one and you got a one, then you, I don't remember what the battle was, but you'd have some kind of battle. It's kind of like playing with the card game when you play a battle with your cards where you flip over each one and you have your little battle and you get to take their cards and then boom. If you both have fives, then you put three cards down and then you flip that next one. And that's how you win more cards. Well, anyway, Stratego was a lot like that. If you had an 8 and they had a 4, and then your colonel or whatever it was, it would beat his 4 and you got to take it. And then you could plant bombs around there to protect your flag. And the whole idea was getting a flag. It's also a lot like, in a way, now that I think about it, Battleship. So Battleship, you could all play with just a deck of cards, basically. But Blaze said he bought his son Stratego a few years ago. And they moved all the military tiles that they had been. They were replaced by goblins and wizards.
Well,
so now they can't even have the little military guy. That's why Risk, you can't play Risk anymore.
Why not?
It's A, too aggressive, and B, it's like kind of like a war game where you're taking over.
It's completely a war game. It's not like a war game.
What if they had pictures of insurrectionists on there? Risk has the little tiny pieces.
Yeah, do I get?
I once almost choked to death on Risk.
What?
I had a little piece in my hand at Steven Sellers' house.
How old were you?
And I was inhaling. I was probably 12. And I just had it too close, and I inhaled, and it went, and it stuck in my throat. And I'm like, oh.
It's not
surprising.
And I was
freaking out, and Mr. Sellers came in. He literally turned me upside down and was like pounding on my back, and I eventually coughed it out. I almost died from Risk.
Well, not a surprise. You can barely walk, so I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Well, I got caught in between, should I try to swallow it? Or just get it out. And then I tried to swallow and it got stuck. And I'm like, and I started panicking because I realized I've gone past the point of I'm in the in between. I'm going to die as a 12-year-old from Risk. And then a grown man turned me upside down and was basically punching me in the back. But I did spit it out, and I survived. Good news for you.
Neat
Here
stuff.
I am.
That's neat stuff, Lance.
Thanks.
Neat stuff.
Thanks.
I'm glad you survived your brush with a risk puzzle piece or whatever the hell almost killed you.
I almost got killed by a single piece that I inhaled.
What an embarrassing way.
That does
way
sound
to
like something cow would happen to cow.
Even at 12, that's an embarrassing way to die.
I almost died from risk too, Lance. Damn it.
Hey,
cow have something in common.
You don't
I
want
remember
that.
You from the risk death. Hey, you're Brian T was in the ice bucket challenge, and you've swallowed a risk piece.
People look at me and look at you and don't think there's much in common, but we both almost died from a game piece. Look at that.
Too bad he didn't have Granada's new soundbite.
Oh, he doesn't know.
Uh-huh.
I'll show you where it
what is.
I mean, it's on the left, on the right in purple. It doesn't even say the name because it didn't come up.
Uh-huh.
What does it say?
It doesn't say because it wouldn't. I tried to write
say
in.
Say dork?
No, I was just going to be okay. But it didn't populate the right way.
So does it say owner of Texans?
No, it just says the time that I pulled it. It's over there. Only person who's going to be able to find it is me because I know the color and what time it was. But yeah, neat stuff, Lance. We can get to Greg.
Yeah, let's see if Greg's got some neat stuff that can maybe he almost died playing a board game when he was a kid. What's up, Greg?
maybe not to that extent, but probably some stuff outside, you know, riding a big wheel or, you know, jumping off of, you know, curbs and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. But I wanted to ask what you thought about what the Dolphins might do, you know, if they stay with Tua, you know, what are the biggest needs there, you know, running back, receiver, line, whatever, or if they trade for Watson, what could they conceivably do at that point, assuming that they would have to give up a lot of draft capital?
Mm. I don't know. You sit and deal with this all the time, Dale.
Well, I don't know what Flores and Greer will do, but the fan base certainly wants Devontae Smith. That's the one they've locked in on. They want to continue the Alabama thing and get him. And in Greg's scenario where they keep the picks 18, I mean, they love Najee Harris. The fan base is all about skill position players because they saw the lack of those guys during the season, and I get it. A pass rusher would be good, too.
In a hypothetical world, I don't think Miami would want to give up both their firsts. I think they would rather give up first in three straight years
than give up
seconds. Because if you give up, I mean, they would feel like they're very close if they got Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I think, and they would like to add a piece because currently his best playmakers would be Gesicki and Parker.
You'd probably lose a second this year.
I think if the Dolphins
had... Oh, my God, that'd be the Texans, wouldn't it?
The Dolphins, if the Dolphins had their way, they'd give you a first this year, a first next year, and then a second this year, and maybe in a second next year. We'll see.
Not enough.
I'm not finished.
Okay, keep going.
And then something... And then they would start there, and then the Texans would go, that's not enough, and they'd figure it out. But in an ideal world, they give you two firsts and 2 seconds.
An ideal world for nobody except you.
For them. Not for me, for them. I'm telling you, where would probably they're not the Texans. They're like, hey, you want four of our firsts?
You think they're for sure going offense, though?
I think so. There's not. We talked about it yesterday. I think during the break, there's not an elite one of the breaks. There's no elite pass rusher out there. If one existed, they might do that, but one doesn't exist. Certainly not at three. So I think
pick is where you get the potential pass rusher. The first pick, they go offense.
Yeah. To answer your question, Greg, but if they did trade for Deshaun, they'd go free agency. They could probably get a receiver free agency. I don't know how much they'd be willing to pay because they have plenty of cap space, and then they would work around that. But receiver, running back, and then probably another pass rusher, and a linebacker. I think Micah Parsons was someone people thought could go, but they didn't expect the Texans to be as bad as they were. They thought, 10, 11, maybe if you don't make the playoffs, maybe you go draft Micah Parsons. Turns out he's not a great guy. So maybe he could fall to 18. Who knows? But
great, he'll have great workouts. He's a really talented player, but he did some ugly stuff. So he could fall in a draft.
Yeah, if you don't know, Micah Parsons was accused of a hazing incident along with Gross Matos, who was drafted this past season. Not just simple hazing, like, hey, freshman, we're going to take you to a flagpole or the goalpost, so you can carry our stuff. More like I'm gonna put my wang, as Lance has said, throughout the day in your face and pretend to
he wanged him.
Do stuff to you and pretend like you're going to have to.
That happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretend like I'm going to sexually assault you with my wang. That type of stuff.
That's just bad teammate to me.
You think?
That just reeks of, like, if John tried to do that to me, we would have problems. We would have, that's not a good teammate move. We would have big problems. And likewise, if I tried to do that to John, I guarantee he wouldn't just say, hey.
You think, what would happen if John.
I should have used Fred and AJ.
Yeah, now it's funnier that you use yourself.
Not Joel and Charlie. I don't need that smoke.
No, you both of them would destroy you. So what are you saying? If, like, John threw a piece of paper away in the trash, but he missed it, so he bent down to pick it up, and you're like, look at this. That's what you're talking about?
No, I'm not talking about any of that. That's terrible.
You brought it up.
No, the wang part.
That's what I said, the wang. What do you think I meant?
Yeah, that's just not – that's bad team – that's being a bad teammate.
It's more than being a bad teammate.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. Well, if you're at work somewhere and somebody tries – like, one of your coworkers – and even if they're a good friend, I'm not going to let your good friends off the hook. If they try to wang you, then you need to say no.
To wang you.
You need to stop this. And you need to consider, are they really your friends if they're wanging you?
Man, Chappelle is timeless.
My daughter's not in the car.
He talked about this. He was talking about how he said when white people get drunk, they always do some borderline gay stuff, whatever, to you. And he goes, yeah, well, I was sleeping, right? Oh no, we were drinking, right? And I fell asleep, and he used a carrot on me, and he goes, I'm gonna kill that dude, and he was like,
oh no, wait, hold on.
The bit is he's talking to one of his other friends, and he's talking about why he hates this guy.
Now do Reggie Love. Now do Reggie Love.
I don't want to do Reggie Love.
Now do Reggie Love while you're... Now do Reggie Love.
I didn't say it.
Yeah, Chappelle Reggie Love had a wang drawn on his face by his friends when he was at North Carolina party, but he was a Duke player. Chappelle, was it the other way?
Yeah, he was drunk at a Duke party. Oh, at a North Carolina party, he was a Duke player, and they did that to his face. Chappelle took it farther. He was like, you don't fall asleep around white people, because if you do, they always do some borderline gay stuff, and he talked about
that's just not at a certain age.
He's a comedian, so he's taking it a bit far. He goes, he goes, you fall asleep and you wake up with a carrot someplace.
That's I'm not gonna not in my not with
not
my
with
friend
your
base,
friends right
not with my friend base, but it doesn't sound outrageous.
See?
that would happen.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Listen, I know what's happened with the Rangers
yes.
minor league system.
Yes.
Like creepy
we've
people.
Seen them on the field.
Oh, yeah. Baseball players, they grab each other's cups.
It's weird.
Like, that's not, that's just not, yeah. You shouldn't, listen, I guess I'm going to have to say this.
You're a bad teammate. You're a bad friend.
You're a bad
it's
teammate.
A bad everything.
You're a bad friend.
Bad coworker.
Don't let people just do that and laugh, say, ha ha. You just got wang. Check out your airdrop.
You don't make.
I
you
get
just
it all
got...
the time with that guy Wood. How many memes do I have to see? Sean,
John,
Sean, Lauren,
John sends them too.
Yeah. How many memes of Wood do I have to see where people are water skiing, pulling on, you know, hanging on to that, or people are, or there's a big, you know, a helicopter drop coming and they're hanging on to that. Or he's in the Supreme Court along with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and there he is sitting there. Or he's in the middle of the insurrection. Why is he standing there, you know, with that hat, with the horns and all that stuff? Stop. Y'all, that's wanging me. You can't say. And if you send a tricky link, you say, oh, my God, look what happened with Deshaun. And you click it and it goes to that. That's actually assault.
Why are you hanging out with people who do this to you?
They're friends.
What kind of friends do you have?
Sneaky ones? Tricky ones?
Here's
okay, that might be a white guy thing.
Well, yes, it is.
Because I did it to somebody else.
But if somebody sends you a link like that.
Well, when I got the link, I was able to.
If somebody sends you a
genius.
Link like that, just look at the end. If it says .jpg, it's probably Wood.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably Wood. But it just pops up. No, but also they've got to where if you click a link and then it. Oh, but you're saying the link is JPEG.
Well, I'm saying, yeah. Like,
I'm going to Google if there's an actual site so I can get Dell on our rundown one time.
Why?
I have a link. Just put a link in there. And
see, I told you. Chappelle wasn't wrong. You guys always
That's different than carrots and whatnot, isn't it? Really?
It's borderline gay stuff.
You
want
to get back to
doing.
Sports? Are you done talking about this stuff? I was trying to talk about.
We were talking about a draft of Micah Parsons,
and
that's draft related, which you love.
And then you pulled me off topic, and I fell into your snare.
Completely my fault. Yes,
Texas Custom Patios. I'll pull you into my snare. Go look at the before and after pictures of really any of the patio work. I'm trying to remember. If one of you guys remember the link that has my before and after on my patio, it's not LZ Patio or LZTPC. No, TCP. I got to look. I can't remember. But you could see what my old patio looked like, which it wasn't a patio. It was just some broken up, you know, janky, cobbled together 1960 thing that was out there. And what I have now, you won't believe it. You'll be blown away. But the thing is, I was blown away when I saw the designs for it because their designs are so lifelike. He gives me the time frame, he being Stephen Schell, the time frame, the exact cost, and they stay on the time frame. And if anything ever happens that they need to make corrections on this or that, which a lot of times you'll have small things that need to be done, that's their dime. You don't get charged anything else. This is what it costs. And what it does is it adds resale value to your home so you can keep that dollar-for-dollar value. But you also are going to get an opportunity to truly turn your house into a home. And you will be blown away. Your friends will. Check them out for yourself at TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I accidentally just stumbled upon something, a site that is just wow. I accidentally got onto a rabbit hole of the most insane. This person's, I'm gonna have to just check out their site. It's like a Blogspot website, but this person is a little bit scary. There's a lot of conspiracy theories on here. Okay, anyway, question for you. Jason brought this up. Pretty fair question. I'll read it on Twitter. Very fair question. Or very fair comment, at least. He says, regarding Deshaun Watson, we also can't forget that Deshaun fully supported Bill O'Brien as head coach after 4-12 season in 2017, and he supported Jack Easterby. I wish he'd just come out and speak his damn mind. It is true that he did back Bill O'Brien. I don't know where he stood when the firing came down. I don't know what he did, and I don't have a problem with a quarterback backing his coach. And to, you know, first of all, in 2017, he was also a rookie. And the Texans had some tremendous offensive success with Deshaun Watson. They had, when he played, they had defenses that really let them down, or they would have been 5-1 with Deshaun Watson's start. So the 2017 doesn't matter. I think he's had his back since then, to be honest with you, Jason. But he doesn't dislike Jack Easterby. He doesn't. I don't think he fully understands that with Jack Easterby in the building, the bad things that you don't like to happen, and that he says, and yes, Cal is to blame. Cal lets these things happen. I'm a pragmatist. Cal can't help himself. He can't beat Jack. He just outmaneuvers him, and Cal's not hard to outmaneuver. And we'll leave it at that.
Cal's outmatched.
You know what that? Cal's completely outmatched. So Deshaun has got to look at that and say, this guy's outmatched, but you can't be mad at Cal. Cal doesn't have the capability to match up with Jack. Like, I'm not mad at Cal, but look, if Cal gets Deshaun, get rid of Jack Easterby, and you won't have the same snakes in the building. You've got a chance to actually have it get right. But I'm afraid what he's done is by leaking out through his people that Cal McNair is the problem. What you can do then is you say, well, it's an untenable situation.
I don't think
the Texans aren't going to sell the team.
And I don't think Deshaun wants it to be me against someone and I cost that someone his job. Don't put it on me. And that's why this guy gets fired.
Is that, and I get that because then you have to wear a little heavier crown.
Because what does James Harden wear? He got Kevin McHale fired.
Yeah.
He doesn't want, even though Jack Easterby is not a coach, he's not a personnel
and
man.
And I don't think he dislikes him personally.
Yeah. I don't think he would want to have that on him that he got someone fired. That's, and frankly, it's not his, he shouldn't be in a position where he needs to make a demand that Jack Easterby gets fired.
But you don't have to do a public, you would have to do it.
You don't think if it happened,
it would get public, yeah.
Yeah, something would come out that said Deshaun drew a line in the sand, me or Jack, and they decided to get rid of Jack.
Yeah, but you could hide if Nick Easterby was, Nick Easterby.
You might as well call him that.
If Nick Caserio was a real one, he could just say, look, Deshaun demanded it. I'm going to take the bullet on this one because I know Jack and I've got the relationship. So I'm going to say that we needed him to go in a different direction, and we're not going to let that get out. You don't have to let Jack, because Jack will leak that immediately. Whoever gets rid of him, he'll tell. He's going to go tattletale.
Texans are a leaky ship. Why would
Why would
anyone assume that the truth wouldn't eventually get out?
Oh, they're not leaky anymore.
They're not.
They will not. No. They are not going to be leaky at all anymore. First of all, some of the leakers will have been gone or whatever. With Nick Caserio in there, there will not be leaks. He will create traps to find out if people are leaking. So I don't see leaking being much of a problem. If Nick Caserio says, let's put it on my shoulders, and Cal, he says you either get rid of Jack Easterby or I'm like, that could be, I think that's solvable. In the past, no way. Bill O'Brien would have tattletaled. Jack would have tattletaled. Cal would have accidentally tattletaled in the press conference. That's why you can't let him have press conferences anymore. You don't need to hear from the owner. The owner doesn't need to talk.
He would have accidentally tattletaled.
Yeah. Whenever Deshaun said he had to go, excuse me, wasn't that Nick Caserio's idea? Caserio's idea.
Oh, that's a good question, Brian. Remember
when we did the ice bucket challenge? No, I'm not letting you out of it again with ice bucket challenge, Cal.
You only get that once, Cal.
Yeah. Oh, well, Deshaun decided and Nick decided.
We are aligned.
Deshaun's like,
told you. You can't trust it.
We're just going to put a wall around Deshaun so that way you can't leave.
Yeah. So we're going to build a wall brick by brick around Deshaun.
He goes, I'm sure you've heard this before. Yeah, we heard of build the wall. Thank you. Thanks, Cal.
Have you ever read Edgar Allan Poe?
The Telltale Heart?
Yes. Are you saying what you're saying about the bricks? And like, no, I've never read that. It was assigned to me this week by mom. Like, oh.
He's homeschooled still?
I mean.
You think the lessons didn't take, apparently, the first time.
Have you guys seen the contracts for everybody?
Well, I don't know.
I'm math still
doesn't
doing,
seem to be a
he doesn't do the contract.
I'm still doing Rabdar Gab.
Who did the contract for Nick Caserio, making him the third highest paid?
I'm sure Jack did that one.
Why is Jack still doing stuff?
Why would Cal do the contract? You think he's negotiating deals?
You know, John says do stuff.
Yeah.
And we know what it means.
Yes.
But here's the other opposite do stuff that also means it, the same thing. Right now, Jack has been doing so much stuff. Jack does a lot of stuff.
He should be tired. Isn't he tired of doing stuff?
He has been doing stuff to the team nonstop.
Man.
I know. It's been a complete assault on the team.
Jack's been very virile doing stuff to the team.
He's just done all kinds of stuff.
Making nachos with the team.
That has left this team in shambles.
Yeah. There's barely any of that crappy cheese left. Jack with all the nachos he's making.
Jack tore this team up.
Oh, man, we're out of chips.
No. Are you finished yet, Jack?
How many nachos?
Please finish, Jack.
How many nachos?
Can you finish so we can get you out of the building?
Yeah.
You've done enough damage.
We're tired of nachos.
No, one more. I want to give the new coach a contract, too. 10 years, $70 billion. Oh, just finish already, Jack. See? You can be like that without John there.
We can still do the same stuff
John
does.
We can do the same stuff without John, just a little more highbrow.
Yeah.
Just a little more subtle. We can make, when he says do stuff, he means sex stuff. Like, no, John, you don't have to tell people that.
Hey, when you guys say do stuff, you mean like him having sex and been in the organization over?
Been in the organization over? No, John, We're saying,
well,
are you
actually,
done?
Yes, John, that's what we meant, but you didn't have to say it, John.
You don't have to say it, John. Be subtle. Quit bringing out your heavy hammer that you like to hit over,
yeah, Gallagher.
Over the head with, Gallagher.
This is ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, my old friend Richard Justice is going to come co-host the show on Friday. And he'll be in studio the entire time. So Richard Justice, who recently left MLB.com, and he's doing some writing on the side. He'll be in, and we'll talk about not just the Astros, not just the baseball stuff, but pretty much all things Houston sports. He's talking about a lot of different things right now. So Richard Justice is going to be here 7 to 11. Now, if you guys want to jump in on anything, and you can really – I'm not going to say it's InfoLine because it's not InfoLine, but literally any topic is obviously open. We've had airdrop stuff. We just had the Jack Easterby thing. We've had George Springer. And Tyler and Dell obviously don't feel any connection to Springer in some weird way. Tyler must. You just didn't. Tyler, you're an Astros fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't. But when George first came up, you just weren't feeling.
I mean, when he first came up,
are you a T-shirt fan? Did you just jump on when the wagon was
good? Whoa. Okay.
Well, that as Astro Twitter is going to want to know. They're going to check your
valid
card.
Question, I don't know.
They're going to pull your card.
I mean, I was there the years of Wandy Rodriguez. Same kind of, same time period.
The guy, he had a bunch of cold sores.
Yeah.
Ugh. Professor Cold Sore. He always had cold sores.
I think I should get a lot of credit. I went to Astros games to cover them during that era when they were bad during the Wandy era.
Like, but that doesn't mean you're a fan.
No, I didn't say it, but well, I think I should get more credit.
Just he's a bandwagon.
I went to a lot of games too.
But I had to work.
I paid to go to those games. Well, granted, it was only like $5.
But you weren't excited about George Springer, so were you a real fan?
I didn't know. But at the time, I was more concerned about boozing and...
Aren't you still concerned about boozing?
Not really. I'm doing the dry January thing.
Oh, look at him.
Is that's a real thing?
Well,
why is everything getting... Okay, so Movember came up. All right, cool. Everyone's got a mustache. I get it. We got... But dry January is now officially a thing?
I mean,
because you're the third person I've heard name that. It's always been a thing.
I think AJ did it last year.
My wife's doing it this year.
Yeah.
The bartender Derek over at Riel is he's doing. I didn't know this was a thing.
A little bit.
John doesn't do it.
So for the past 2 weeks, I haven't been here. I don't know if you've noticed that I haven't really been in the office.
Yes, where it's has it been 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks from Monday.
Where were you on vacation?
No, I was not on vacation. I was homesick.
What did you have
myself.
A cold of the common cold?
A little bit, yeah.
Did you have flu-like symptoms?
No, I did not. Had a fever though.
Fever? What else did you have? I'm going to diagnose you.
I had a dry cough as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else? I've got my WebMD up right now. What else?
The usual. Just had the usual.
Yep.
Yeah. But anyway,
so it says
so
here,
that,
Shrunk and Wang.
And Shrunk and Wang.
I found those drops, actually. I'm not going to use them.
I do see that you have a respiratory illness.
Huh.
And
dry cough.
So it looks like you have bursitis of the
dry cough, fever, Shrunk and Wang. What
could
that
be? What I had. It was 2 weeks of that. Yeah.
Huh.
But anyway.
So it was bad for 2 weeks?
No, it wasn't really bad. I was just riding it out. I have a negative,
it wasn't good.
I have a negative test to show you.
It wasn't
if
good.
Like the receipts. It was probably like on average. It could have been way worse.
I'm glad it got cleared up. Yeah. Was it an ointment thing that got
did
that
you
done
have
for
to
you?
Put an ointment on any of your areas?
Just a spray, yeah.
On
and some Tylenol,
high or low
counter
okay.
stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Could there
not
be
really
another outbreak or something?
But you
some
have
point?
Another, yeah.
I don't know. I don't.
Do you have to warn
I'm not
other
sure
people?
If the antibodies. For
is
what
it
I
something
have.
Where it never really goes away, and there could always be a flare-up at some point later on.
Do you have to go find other of your friends?
You have to call people that you've come in contact with.
You have to contact trace them.
Oh, no. That's a different contact tracing.
No, but anyway, that's why I wasn't drinking for 2 weeks.
And now you're just continuing?
And now I might as well just let
So this is what I don't understand. How many athletes do you know? I had COVID pretty good for a good, like, I didn't feel well at all for 5 pretty rough days. The rest of them were like so-so, and then, you know, so I know people who've had it even longer than that, who've really felt bad. Obviously, I know people who it hasn't affected nearly as much. Do we know of any athletes? Like, who are the athletes that have been out? Because every time I hear somebody has COVID, we just assume they're back to next week. But surely somebody has had, like, they're exhausted, they're having trouble breathing, or whatever.
Who was the
Jose Urquidy had it for the Astros.
Yeah, he was kind of out for a while.
He was out for a long time.
Chenault.
Was LaViska's that bad?
Yeah. I mean, he was okay. He was on the COVID list for at least like 8 weeks.
Oh, okay. Then he did. Yeah, then he did. Okay. I didn't realize it was that long. I guess sometimes they just stay on and we just don't hear about their battle and we just don't recognize that they come off the list.
I think like...
It can't just be assumed like right now, that you're fine and you're going to be fine in 1 week.
Didn't Zeke tell us that, and this was during the offseason, that he wasn't back to normal months after he got it.
I think he was.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I think the strain was a little rougher earlier than now.
He couldn't get his breath the same way he would after work, after a run or whatever. He had struggled.
And that would have affected him game-wise.
Yeah.
I don't know how he could have been worse than this year, but Zeke had his moments.
So I think, I mean, even guys who play, they treat it like an injury. Okay, I'm maybe 80%, but I'm going
to
play.
Is this going to keep being... I'll get to the call in 1 second. Is this going to keep being a thing?
Until there's a vaccine.
Well, there is a vaccine.
Until it's widely
distributed. No, but let's say next year.
Well,
isn't that widely distributed? Well, players in the league are going to be probably
NFL,
mandatory.
Didn't the NFL just come out and say, expect to not have a normal offseason again? We're going to have the same offseason of 2020?
Possibly.
Because
we'll see.
Virtual everything?
No, but meetings. They will have OTAs. They're going to have all that stuff.
Well, yeah, because they play football in practice. Yeah, so they will do that, but meetings will be virtual. You won't be confined to a room together. That still will be something that's done over Zoom.
Yeah, I guess, but are we going to see people hit the COVID list still? My guess is we will.
Yeah.
I can imagine, yeah.
Even with a 95% success rate, you'll have some of these guys. Look, there's a lot of people who are really going to be very worried about taking the vaccine.
And even then, like, if you take the vaccine, it's depending on which one it is. If they maybe change the one that takes longer, which is like 5 or 6 weeks, you have to take two doses with like 5 weeks in between. But the short one is like 2 or 3 weeks. So if they change it to that, or if they kind of distribute that to everybody, then it might be a little bit.
I'm interested to see if the NBA
less
can.
Time, I guess.
I have no problem with the NBA getting the shots or whatever from, but I also am in sports. It would make a lot of the country very, very pissed off, and they're trying to position it as, well,
awareness.
It's an awareness thing, and we're going to show people that it's all right. And we're on a big stage, and we'll see. It would certainly help their sport a great deal because at some point they're going to have a huge shutdown in the NBA. 9:42. We'll get back to the phone lines. We give a call, you guys. Or open a call right now, 713-780-3776. Don't forget Bucky Brooks. If you missed that interview, we'll replay it at 10:15. Some really interesting things that he had to say about the situation with the Houston Texans.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios,
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You guys are missing some great content during the breaks.
We got a really
He's in a conspiracy theory.
This is actually pretty scary. Like, this is the most... Like, when people say conspiracy theory stuff, you guys probably think of the basic stuff. This dude, this guy's site is on a completely different level. Like, I'm finding out who the actual devil is, and it appears that it's Clive Owen. But also, L.A. Reid is headed in that direction.
How can you be... How can there be more than one actual devil? If Clive Owen is the devil, how can L.A. Reid be next in line?
He's taking over.
So so Clive Owen is a devil, not the devil.
Just days before Prince's death, the Oval Office was turned into Obama's personal special romper room to play with reigning handsome pretty boy Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors, while the particularly in Palestine, Syria, Libya, and Africa was going to hell in a handbasket. With almost childlike behavior, filmed a public service announcement, and then he talks about an unusual close-up of a hands-on resume advice, a Connect Four math game lesson, tweaks his jumper and helps him in elementary school. This guy goes so deep that Steph Curry... Oh, no. Now they're getting into sexuality. This
well,
guy's
what do you
so
think?
Deep.
When he called him a pretty boy, didn't you think eventually it was going to get to something where Steph Curry and Obama were doing something?
Well, this guy's throwing everybody into grease.
I imagine he is.
And there's a lot to learn on
and
these
it's all
sites.
Is it all the liberal left?
Oh,
and
no,
elitist?
No. Oh, no, no, no.
Okay.
This guy's his own. This guy's got his own
So
thing.
Is Mitch McConnell mentioned too?
I've just got to keep scrolling.
Some
it's
Ted
just
Cruz?
One, it's just... One individual page. There's a lot of pagan stuff and people from the 1700s.
And you're sure the NFL
wait a minute.
Is going to be
oh,
okay?
He's got some sourced information, too. Huh. I don't even want to read his tags. I wonder if I should mention the name of the site. I'm
no,
not
you probably
to.
Shouldn't.
I'm not going to.
No.
Oh, Charlemagne the God just caught it. Oh, boy.
That's neat stuff, Lance. Let's get to Ben. Ben wants to talk about the topic, I guess, du jour. He wants outside of conspiracy theories. He wants to talk about Deshaun. What's up, Ben?
What's up, Ben?
What's up, guys? Hey, I have two questions for you. One question is, I don't think Deshaun's going to get traded, but if he does, wouldn't if any teams besides Miami trade for Deshaun, wouldn't he be going from a Texas situation with no draft capital to another Texas situation with no draft capital? My second question is, Max Holloway, if you saw the fight, was that the most disrespectful taunt you've ever seen across any sport? I'll hang up and listen.
What did he say?
He said the Max Holloway taunt. He said, was it the most disrespectful thing you've ever
oh,
seen?
Oh, no. I've seen the most disrespectful. I saw a guy lay down and talk to a guy who was knocked out. He laid down beside him. That was the most disrespectful thing. And then waved to him and went to sleep right next to him. And it was like... That was the most disrespectful I've seen. Holloway is a pretty disrespectful dude, though. So that's probably up there. Deshaun, so here's the thing. The concern would be if Deshaun wants to win, then can you trade him to the Jets? They stink, and then you're going to take away a bunch of their draft picks. Deshaun would be in the same position. Why would he want that? If you trade him to the Dolphins, they've got a crap ton of they've got a crap ton of draft capital. You could theoretically trade him, get a bunch of draft picks back, but the draft capital you get back is going to be your own. Can you deal with that stink?
Can you deal with it?
No.
You seem to be very upset by it.
Realistically, I would be very upset. If what you got back is your first this year and your second
you traded
this year,
Tunsil for Deshaun
Watson.
You
had to trade Tunsil for Deshaun Watson? That's terrible. I wouldn't.
Then you would get you get an extra one and an extra two.
Yeah, you gave an extra one.
You get it back.
It's your same pits, the same thing.
Hey.
Yeah, you get an extra two. Basically, you traded Deshaun Watson for... No, I want another one also.
No.
And Tua. You just have
You're
to
getting
get...
Tua. That's part of the deal.
Okay. Tua, 3, 18, pick next year, and the second...
That's
next
it.
Next year that's not your pick this year.
That's it. You get 3 threes when you include Tua in the mix. And in fact, the number 3 overall pick is really equates to 2 ones. Stop it. You're getting what the Dolphins decide to give you. It does.
2 1s equates to 2 1s.
No, the number 3 pick is as good as two.
Oh, really?
2 1s in the 20s. Okay. Yes.
So let's make the number 3 pick. So Devontae Smith.
Heisman winner?
Yeah. Devontae Smith. Well, you know, Tebow is pretty good, too. He should have gone third.
No, should he?
Stop throwing Heisman where you know that's garbage. He's 130 pounds. You know. His legs should break in half with one shot.
Oh, you think
it's it's definitely possible.
Yeah, from what I've been told.
How's Will Fuller held up?
He's been fine.
He wouldn't hurt in college.
He doesn't get broken in half.
He's not fine.
He doesn't get broken in half.
Will Fuller's constantly broken in half.
It's soft tissue.
What world do you live in?
He's not broken in half. It's soft tissue stuff.
Do you have a blog? Because you seem to live in a different world, too.
No, I don't live in a blog.
He does have a podcast.
I do, but I don't talk about Will Fuller, because why would I want to talk about anyone associated with Notre Dame on my podcast? Notre Dame. Will Fuller is not, his skinniness is not his problem. It's his soft tissue. He's not broken in half. That's not his problem. His problem is he's injury prone, but not because of physicality.
Huh. Yeah, he's, wait a minute. It's the same thing.
It's not because, he's not getting hurt because he's thin. He's getting
slim guys get hurt. Slim Kiki. Hurt.
Kiki's not that
slim. Kevin Johnson hurt. Slim guys get hurt.
Kevin Johnson gets hurt because of physicality. Will Fuller doesn't get hurt because he's too physical and the NFL game's too physical for him. He gets hurt because he's
slim. Got guys soft tissue. Get hurt.
Fat guys get hurt too.
Robert RG3 with his skinny legs hurt.
He got hurt.
Lamar Jackson last week with his skinny leg.
He got hurt because his head hit the back.
We don't
the
know back that of his for head. Sure.
Yes, we do. It was a concussion.
It could have been.
We do.
It could have been and a high ankle sprain.
It wasn't a high ankle sprain. By the way, Pat Mahomes, not a skinny guy, got a concussion too and a foot injury. Not
no,
a skinny guy.
No, they said it wasn't a concussion.
I know they said
they
it.
They said some nerve damage.
Some nerve thing.
So they're trying to make sure. Concussion protocol still.
Yes, he's in protocol, but it was a nerve
they're like,
thing.
No, come on, NFL. Pat's fine. Could you imagine if they lost? Cam Newton, not hurt. Big guy.
He gets hurt all the time.
Jamar Chase isn't going to get hurt.
Cam Newton gets hurt all the time. He can't play football anymore because of his shoulder, and he gets hurt.
Yeah, he had a dead arm.
Years. Yeah.
Not Stop for the first it. 6 years.
Receivers, what receivers get bounced out of the league because they're too thin?
Will Fuller.
He's still in the league.
Kiki QT.
No, he's not.
Randy Moss was a too. Stick.
Stop naming Texans
stick
receivers.
Guys. This yeah. guy's a stick guy.
Randy John. Randy. He said Randy Moss.
He never got hurt.
Randy Moss?
Marvin Harrison never got hurt.
Let me just keep thinking about
that. Yeah, keep thinking about
I'll come
him.
Up with some other ones. Skinny. Oh, probably Torrey Holt. He wasn't.
He wasn't skinny.
And he wasn't that skinny.
Jerry Rice.
No, he's not skinny. He runs hills.
What?
You're a run hill guy. You're not going to get hurt.
He caught bricks.
You're making things up about skinny guys getting hurt.
He's no, I'm not.
Receivers don't.
Skinny Kevin Johnson had like 30
yeah,
concussions.
Because he bases his game on physicality when he's 165
how about
pounds.
Skinny 175-pound cornerback Dante Robinson.
What?
Dante Robinson got hurt.
Because they are physical corners where they shouldn't be. Devontae Smith's not a physical wide receiver.
Yeah, he is. He makes catches, goes up high, lands on his head.
Stop it.
You can't land on your head. You just told me
You're
that.
You're right. He doesn't land on his head.
You can't. You got to stop saying the number 3 pick
is
worth 2 first
it
round
is
picks.
Worth.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It depends on the player.
It's a high value.
The pick.
I don't know.
Stop trying to sell me. No.
I'm
if
a Jets fan.
Then give us 4 1s.
I don't want Deshaun. I'm a
4 1s, 2 and a 2.
I'm a Jets. You're not getting
you can
that.
Have him.
You're not getting that.
You can have him.
You're not getting. You can't drive a value.
Good luck with Tua or Fitzpatrick, whoever you're dealing with.
Good luck with Tua and all your picks. Yes, I feel like I'm going to be pretty lucky.
But no, then you need Deshaun. Give us your picks.
No, I'm a Jets fan.
I am getting close
think
to the point where
think
I'm
of
like,
how valuable that pick is as a Jets fan. I'll tell you. Think how valuable that pick is.
I don't want the Jets garbage, and I also want I also want Dolphin players. Too.
Who do you want?
We're going to
what if I okay?
Howard.
You're not getting the potential
Gesicki?
Defensive. No.
Well, do you want Deshaun?
Let me give you a.
I'm probably going to say no, but go ahead.
All right, Byron Jones.
All right,
number 3. No, you don't get both corners. No, you don't get both
we
corners.
We need two corners.
I know you do. Go draft one with the picks I'm about to give
don't
you.
Don't try to throw me Miles Gaskin.
I'm not.
I don't want him.
I'm not Byron Jones.
All right.
You get
it's a lot of money, but all right.
You get Tua.
All right.
Third overall.
Okay.
And next year's first. You get a big-time corner, a young run quarterback.
All right, we'll take your call. Let's keep going.
No, that's it.
No, we're taking your call.
I'm not giving you.
Send him through, no, Gladys.
I'm not.
Send him through, Gladys.
There's no Gladys that works there.
I'll talk to him now. Rashida Jones.
Rashida Jones works for the Texans?
I wish.
So does Nick Caserio probably, but she doesn't work there.
Nick is too focused on football.
Sure he is. See how that's...
Boing Rashida Jones.
Yeah, I bet you she would be a distraction. I'm not giving you Byron Jones and 3 first-rounders, plus Tua. You're not getting that.
You don't care about Tua. Tua becomes completely...
What?
Irrelevant once you get Deshaun Watson.
But you're still giving up value.
Offer me more, Dell.
No. I'm operating like the Dolphins who don't need Deshaun Watson. He wants to be with us. Don't blame me because your girl wants to leave you.
Who's your defensive lineman?
I'm not giving you Ogba. Or Raekwon or Christian Wilkins. No!
Yeah.
I'm not giving you that.
Did you draft any defensive lineman lately?
Raekwon, who was really good this year, Raekwon Davis. He was good this year.
Yeah, but I liked him, but he gets crapped on around the league.
But he was good this year.
No, Christian Wilkins is a
You're not getting Christian Wilkins.
Christian Wilkins is super high character.
What? No.
Here's where we go. Christian Wilkins, Byron Jones, Xavier Howard, and Tua and 2 first-rounders. You say no, drop Xavier Howard off of there.
I'm not giving you more than the Cowboys got for Herschel Walker.
Magic too.
What?
He's a free agent. You can have him.
He'll just come over then.
I'm not giving you more than the Cowboys got for Herschel Walker.
We want
starters.
All right, here's what we'll take.
Okay,
We're going to give you, who's the dumb tight end?
Holly Waring? Yes. You want Gesicki back?
Yes. No. We want Gesicki.
So you want like
we're five. Giving you. Warren is a great athlete. He's got great
Stop
size.
It. So what?
All right, Fells. Whatever.
No,
fine.
Isn't he a free agent? So what you're saying?
No,
is,
he's not. He's under contract.
I don't want him. Even all right, worse.
Here's our starting
okay,
point.
Okay, fine.
Gesicki.
Go Zabian ahead.
Howard. We'll
Byron
let you keep
Jones.
Byron Jones.
Okay.
No, quit trying to pawn off. So we want Gesicki. You get Kahale Warren. We get 2 firsts.
You mean
Byron Jones? Tua.
And you mean
Deshaun and Kahale Warren?
No.
And we'll give you a 5th.
And you still want 1st-rounders, right? So you want the
just
team.
Just two.
So you want the team that makes, you want players that make the team attractive for Deshaun to come back. The players
about that.
The players he wants to play with, you want them to come back to you?
Like Kahale Warren, he knows that guy.
Not Kahale Warren, I'm talking about Christian Wilkins. And
oh yeah, we wanted Wilkins too, I forgot about
You want
Wilkins.
All the guys that have made the Dolphins attractive for
all
Deshaun.
Right, we'll let Wilkins stay.
You don't get anything, bye.
ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.